and Lisa.
Hello.
Good morning, Robin.
How are you both?
We are doing great this morning. How are you?
I'm good. I hope you guys were not hit by those recent terrible storms.
No, those were north and to the east of us.
Okay, good. I'm glad that you're okay.
Yeah, so we lucked out on that.
We did. Robin Mead is joining us on the phone this morning. And Robin, you have this new album out. It's called Brand New Day. The first single is Dirty Laundry, the old Don Henley song that kind of makes fun of
news and media. Yeah.
So how did that work exactly?
You know what? This whole album, so the new album that I have is called Brand New Day, and it's available exclusively at Target and iTunes. But on there, I co-wrote 6 of the 12 tracks, but there are 2 covers on there because I don't want people to buy an album and that first listen through not recognize any of the tunes. So therefore, there are 2 covers. And one of them, I thought, why don't I just address what people already know me for, which is the news. Let's not run away from it. Let's go head on at it. And so the first single out is Dirty Laundry, and it's kind of a wink, a tongue-in-cheek look at what people know me for. Yeah, I guess you could. Now, when Don Henley wrote it in the early 80s, I don't know what happened, but something must have happened with the news. He was mad at the news.
Yeah.
And it totally makes fun of the news. But when I listen to it now, it's really contemporary. The words of it still apply today.
Oh, yeah.
And with the stories that are really huge right now in the news, like, you know, the Representative Anthony Weiner and his, you know, his Twitter gate or whatever, and, you know, things that are so sad, like the Casey Anthony trial, you know, all of that is sad or crazy or what. It is dirty laundry, the other people's dirty laundry. And so I felt like this song really still applied.
Now, Robin, how did you get into this to begin with?
You know, I kept finding myself, well, first of all, before I ever learned to be a public speaker, you know, you are drawn naturally to different things and different talents in your life. And for me, it's always been singing, the daughter of a preacher. You know, my first memories are of learning songs at church and how to do harmony against another voice. So, and that continued on through my childhood and college, whether it's vocal lessons or performing on stage. It was public speaking that I was terrible at, and so therefore that's kind of what I coveted and what I went into, like your void becomes your value. That's how I make my living now. I finally overcame that fear. But your passion kind of draws you back, so I was drawn back to music, and I kept finding myself having to cover different things in Nashville or with different country stars, and I would keep in touch with them and was just really drawn to it. And I had the pleasure of meeting Victoria Shaw, who produced this album, who also produced a little band named Lady Antebellum.
Yeah, I might have heard of them.
Yeah, exactly. So I said, Victoria, I really want to learn to write country songs. And she was generous enough with her time and her talent to take me under her wing. And we kept writing, kept bringing in people like John Rich or Billy Dean or Gary Burr, a Hall of Fame songwriter. And before you knew it, we had more than a few songs. We had a project.
So is country music your passion, or is it just I fit more in country music?
No, you know, I did not grow up with country music. I actually fell in love with it. I even know the year. 1993, I was asked to sing a song by Mary Chapin Carpenter called I Feel Lucky. Remember
that?
Yeah,
great song.
Yeah. So I knew the song because it was also a crossover hit, but I went and got the CD so I could sing with it. And when I heard all the other cuts on the CD, first, she had a great alto voice, and I'm alto, so I really, you know, felt an affinity for her. And I thought the writing was beautiful. I liked how in the genre you could actually hear the vocal instrument. And I thought, man, if this is country music, I'm in love. And from then on, I was a fan.
So you host the Morning Express with Robin Mead. You've got a best-selling book, Morning Sunshine, and now you're a songwriter and recording albums. Are you thinking about, at some point, leaving the anchor desk to do this? Or
I'm glad you asked that. No, this is not me trying.
Okay, I'm just going to say, thank goodness.
He's got to have your fix every day because he loves you. On the verge of stalker, I'm thinking.
Now, let's don't. That's a fun joke between us, but we've got Robin on the phone with us now.
I always joke, I don't care why people watch as long as they watch.
Yeah, every morning.
You can watch with the sound down, I don't care.
Well, so are you going to be able to start going out, are you planning on maybe going out on tour if this thing takes off, or...
No, I think we're going to have to come at it in a different way because I do have to have my hiney right. in the anchor seat, you know, yeah. Monday through Friday. But that does leave the weekends open. And just like how I made this album, I would use vacation days to travel to Nashville and use weekends to songwrite. And that's how we'll have to do any promotion of the album, too. You know, it's going to be a little bit of a give and take.
So have the folks at CNN been pretty lenient with you on this? As far, you know, because I know when I do side things here, the bosses are like, all right, now, wait a minute.
What are you doing? Yeah.
You know, they were with me each step of the way. Like, I made it known this is what I wanted to do, and I was going to do this. And I think the people at HLN are hip enough to know that, hey, this, you know, anytime, even if it's on a different platform that people are introduced to you, maybe they'll come back and sample the news and stay as well. So they were pretty hip about it, and I let them know the entire way what kind of songs I was writing. I wanted this album to match what people already knew about me. So you're not going to find some song on there that you go, oh, what, that doesn't match the Robin I know on TV. So in other words, there are no songs on there about dancing on the bar or waking up to a lover or something like that. That's just not me. Everything you hear, you're going to go, oh, yeah, that's totally the Robin I know.
Talking with Robin Mead, she has a new album out. It's called Brand New Day, and this album is available for download right to your computer or iPhone or whatever, right?
Well, it is available exclusively, however, at Target stores.
Uh-huh.
And iTunes. So, yeah.
It starts tomorrow that it's actually going to be on the shelf?
Is that what? Yeah.
Okay.
And don't go to the CD section. It's not actually in the CD section at Target. It's on an end aisle display near the greeting cards, and it's interactive. So you can actually push my face and hear the music before you buy it. You can punch my face.
I don't think very many people, or guys especially, nobody's going to want to be punching your face.
I'm kind of thinking I need to go to Target, though, now. Check that out. Take some pictures.
Yeah, you'll probably take the stand up.
Well, Robin, we wish you all the best with this new venture of yours. And hope you sell a bunch of copies of this. And maybe we'll see you on tour someday.
Scott and Lisa, you guys are just dolls. Thank you so much. And thanks to your listeners.
I'm going
to
be trying to pull some strings to get backstage passes if you do.
I love it. I love
it. Just so I can meet you and say hi.
Security.
Yes.
That's what we've been trying to get you to say. All right, it's Robin Mead joining us this morning. And Robin, we wish you all the best. Thanks for taking time out of your day to join us.
Morning sunshine to you guys.